With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, the postman always rings twice. Once? How many times does he ring, Tom? Well, George in Texas wouldn't know because he's having a problem with his mailbox. What's going on?
Hello. I've got a brick mailbox where it's got the standard metal box inside of it.
Right.
And it's somehow it got rusted from the top. And what I need to know is that easy enough to pull out myself and replace, or is that better to get a masonry person to come in there and do that?
You know, it's not that hard to do, and mailboxes, fortunately, are fairly standard in size. What you're going to want to do is open up the front door of the mailbox, and probably if you look inside, you're going to see that the mailbox has probably been screwed into the brick or perhaps into some cleats. They may have put some wood cleats inside of that structure. It's a rather hollow structure just to secure the mailbox in place. Now, when you go to replace it, what you might want to think about doing is replacing it with a vinyl mailbox. They come in plastic as well as metal, and that's going to be less likely to corrode, because what happens is you get this this corrosion between the aluminum mailboxes and the acid that's in the mortar joints of the brick, and that tends to cause it to either deteriorate, or if it's a steel mailbox, it'll cause it to rust.
Okay. How do I secure it? Just shove it in, how do you
well,
secure it?
Well, usually you have to look at how the old one is secured. But usually you're going to screw through the inside of the mailbox out into the brick. There's probably a fastening system that was installed. It could have been a lead shield. It could have been a piece of wood that was inserted in there. There's some sort of a attachment surface inside that brick.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
All right, George, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.